This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. Israel's opposition leader moved closer to unseating Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Wednesday and forming a new government after agreeing to terms with several parties. Reuters' Francis McGuire reports.
On Wednesday, opposition leader Yair Lapid moved in on unseating his rival after he agreed terms with several parties to form a coalition. One of those is led by Defence Minister Benny Gantz, who is a centrist like Lapid. In a statement, Lapid's Yesh Atid and Gantz's Blue and White Party said they had agreed on the outlines of government. It's a blow to the Conservative Premier's chances of staying in power. Netanyahu failed to form a governing coalition after an inconclusive vote in March, leaving Lapid to try and build his own group. His main coalition partner would be the nationalist Naftali Bennett. The two men have proposed rotating the premiership, with Bennett serving as prime minister first.
That's Reuters' Francis McGuire. President Joe Biden is launching a vaccine sprint, urging more Americans to roll up their sleeves against COVID-19. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The president says the nation's moving toward an all-American summer.
A summer of joy, a summer of get-togethers and celebrations.
But it first needs to pull out all the stops to meet his goal of having 70% of adults partially vaccinated by July 4th. He says public and private partnerships will keep finding ways of getting more people vaccinated.
With incentives and fun rewards.
Ranging from free sports tickets to free drinks. Anheuser-Busch says it'll buy Americans 21 and over a round of beers if the president's goal is met.
That's right. Get a shot and have a beer.
63% of adults have now received at least one vaccine dose. Sagar Magani, Washington.
There's more news on our website, VOA News.